Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back in my indie days when I was a young man, I remember seeing Vampire Weekend at 930 Club. Hell, what year would that have been, Landfill? Like 2006? Something like that? 2008, maybe? Yeah, that was like one of the buzziest shows I had ever been to. Tickets were impossible. I happened to have a pair. It was awesome. That band's really, really good. Anywho, Commanders are playing the Falcons this week. All right? Washington's 2-1, Atlanta's 1-2. Atlanta just got smoked by the Panthers, who are terrible. So this is a really weird, confusing week. C-Dub on Twitter says, my biggest fear with Atlanta is the fact that they got their asses kicked. You're likely to get a team looking to rebound. I still think we get the dub. Can I borrow a dollar? Asks, it always seemed to me that teams that get shut out come out swinging the next week. They may not win, but we're in for a dogfight with Atlanta. Let's go to these phones, 800-636-1067, MGM National Harbor listener lines. Let's talk to Peyton in Lynchburg. Peyton, you feeling confident this week? What's got you worried about Atlanta?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm worried about Atlanta. I think this game has a lot of emotion behind it just because Dan Quinn coached there. Obviously, everybody knows the biggest comeback in history against the greatest quarterback of all time. So I think also with Marcus Mariota used to play there. I think this game has a lot of emotion for not only Marcus but Dan Quinn as well. Kind of just like, all right, I'm with a new team. Let's show up, show out, kick a little ass, and go back home.
So, DQ got asked about that yesterday, about going back to Atlanta, and he kind of underplayed it. He's like, you know, he's been back there a bunch at this point. This is not like his first time returning. I do, however, think if Mariota gets to start down there, yeah, I think that will be that's a very different thing. DQ yesterday asked about playing against Atlanta. He said it's not like a return. We've played them last year and other times before in Dallas, but always have huge gratitude for Arthur Blank, his family, giving me the opportunity. But past that, it's it for the guys in between the white lines. Like, DQ's not here for the I'm going back to Atlanta stuff. Knowing Mariota, I won't be shocked if we get to talk to Mariota later in the week. The backup quarterback, you can always go talk to, but like, I wonder if he'll do an avail, especially if DQ names him starter. On a personal level, getting to know Marcus, the way he was portrayed in that Netflix quarterback documentary at the end of that season in Atlanta when Desmond Ridder got the start, like, I think that was just really, really handled incredibly poorly by a lot of people. And maybe Mariota didn't handle it great either in the moment. But the way things went in Atlanta, if I had to guess, actually sits with him in a bad way. And if there was kind of a revenge factor, the Mariota aspect of it might be part of it, more so than DQ, I think, at this point. Let's hit up Kurt in Ashburn. Kurt, you nervous about Atlanta?
Good morning, JP. No, I'm not nervous because as a real old guy who's been through all this, I learned a long time ago, worry has never affected the outcome of the game, so I don't engage in it. It ain't pleasant. And I'm always concerned about any team. As you know, anybody can beat anybody on a given day. But the thing I really want to address is this idea of the odds when people say, why did it go down? I'm sure I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but those odds don't, you know, the odds maker set them to begin with, and then a betting determines where they go. So it appears a lot of people around the country are not that confident that the Commanders can beat Atlanta, otherwise the spread would be higher. But that's really what determines it.
I'd argue I might know a little something about the betting markets, but I hear what you're saying. Vegas isn't always looking for things to be 50-50. That's the myth that's out there. Sometimes they think they have a side that they think's going to win, and they try to make sure that side gets home. But clearly there is a lack of confidence in the Commanders, judging by this line, I would say. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It's funny, dude, listening to the callers and honestly just listening to us, everybody's like, yeah, this is a tricky spot. Atlanta will probably respond after, you know, what happened to them last week, but I still think Washington's going to win. Lanville, don't you see a situation where we get to Sunday morning and whatever the show is, Fox, CBS, ESPN, like whatever pregame show you have on, and they put up the graphic of every person on the desk picking a team, and it's all going to be Washington? Do you see that happening? Because I always hate those situations.
I think there's a very realistic chance that it's, you know, like 5 or 6-0 in favor of the Commanders, whatever it is. I just don't understand how anybody could pick the Falcons after what we saw out of them last week, just getting annihilated by the Panthers, who are terrible.
Yeah, dude. That's a very fair point. Especially with Penix. Like, honestly, Penix's performance against the Panthers was probably on par with Russ Wilson's performance for the Giants. Like, it was so bad, Russ Wilson got benched. Now, they're on different stages of their career. Russ is on the very clear downslope, maybe the end of his career. So you can't just keep giving him chance after chance, whereas Penix is the beginning of his career, so you got to see what he's got. You got to let him play through the mistakes. The fact that Kirk is kind of lurking there does add a little more intrigue. And one of the biggest questions I have, man, I think Baldy said this morning on the Junks, but I know it just from being out here. When you're playing a young quarterback, at some point you got to be fair to the other 52 guys on the roster. I think Ron Rivera actually said that pretty well. Go back to 2020 when Ron was hired and they started the season with Dwayne Haskins, and then they benched him, I believe, after the Browns game, and Ron said, I got to be fair to the other guys on this team. The locker room always knows.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The locker room knows who the best players are. And unfortunately in the NFL, a lot of times draft status, contract status, there are reasons the best players don't always get on the field. And it's hard to judge because Kirk was bad last year. The Kirk we saw last year was not consistent with the Kirk we've seen throughout his career, where say what you want about Kirk and big moments and playoff games and stuff, but generally, Kirk's a pretty damn accurate passer, and the offense moves well with Kirk on the field. Hopefully, people aren't going to argue with that. Like, there's a baseline of pretty damn good from Kirk Cousins. And last year, it just wasn't the case. And if you watch that Netflix documentary from Kirk this past, whenever that came out, summertime, it seemed like they were making an effort to pin it on injuries. But when things were going well, it didn't seem like anybody was worried about the injuries. But who knows, right? But what you saw from Kirk was a guy turning it over a ton and not throwing a lot of touchdowns. And that's just not who he's been. So you wonder, with Kirk in there, what that locker room thinks as they see Penix struggle. And you wonder, could there be some divide there? And then you wonder, okay, they just fired a coach and they're moving around their OC. You wonder what the hell is going on in there. I just don't think, if you look at Kirk's last two seasons, it's just not consistent with the rest of his career. And he got hurt in 23 in Minnesota. But even before he got hurt, he was dealing. He had almost 2,500 yards passing in 8 games with 18 touchdowns against 5 picks. I think Kirk had really unlocked that offense, and then you add Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison. I think they traded for Hockenson. Like, they just had some pieces, and Kirk was really running that Kevin O'Connell offense well. In the time since, we've seen Sam Darnold run it well. Carson Wentz, at least for a game, was able to run it well. But last year with Atlanta, dude, it did not look right for Kirk. The arm strength that he's had his whole career wasn't there. He couldn't throw the out, and then he started pressing. He seemed scared of the tight window stuff, and that's just not who he is. So I don't know what quarterback situation is in Atlanta, because I don't know. There have been times in his career where he's, oh, man, just get it to, like, what are you doing starting this rookie over Kirk Cousins? I don't know that now is that time. I don't know how the players there feel. In very brief work last week, Kirk was 5 of 7 for 29 yards. So accurate, but I'm not going to make a conclusion about a quarterback getting some work in garbage time in the fourth quarter down 30 to nothing. I would advise you don't either. Bijan is the biggest threat. Last week he went 13 for 72, good for 5.5 a game. Bijan has looked really pretty good for Atlanta. He's so athletic, so nimble. He's a heck of a player. They tend to run the ball fairly well if they can stick with it. On the season, he's got about 250 yards rushing, averaging about 80 a game. Bijan helps in a lot of different ways. Drake London, big, talented receiver. They just haven't gotten much going in the past game, so the stats don't really pop. All right, little traffic report. We are out in Ashburn. Coordinators, offensive and defensive coordinators, will be talking soon, and we will bring that to you live here on the Bemidji and Finley program. Plus, we're going to talk to Chase Hughes. Wizards' Will Dawkins had a press conference yesterday. Curious what they're trying to say for expectations for our Wizards this season. Before we go, though, got to tell you about these polo shirts from Collars & Company. You might have seen them on Shark Tank. Mark Cuban invested a ton of cash with them. These polo shirts are beyond dope. They look like I've got a dress shirt on because it has a real collar with collar stays in it, and it buttons down like two or three buttons, but it feels like you're wearing a t-shirt. I can wear one for TV. I can wear one going out to dinner with my wife. I could wear one to play golf. They're extremely versatile. And, dude, you don't have to iron them. You don't have to dry clean them. They got that this crazy material that feels so great and does not get wrinkled. They're really good to travel with because you can put them in your suitcase and not pull them out, and they look like they were balled up overnight. Check them out at collarsandco.com. Better yet, they're opening a new store at Congressional Plaza on October 15th. I'll be there. Come check me out. Here's good news. If you want to check out the gear, it is dope. I'm telling you. Use promo code JPFinley20, Finley spelled with an A, JPFinley20, and you'll get 20% off orders over $99. So if you spend $100, you get 20% off. That's pretty damn good. Collars & Co., it's a game changer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.